Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Tech Canvas CIT podcast. How is everyone doing today? I hope everyone's doing okay. It is me, one of your co-hosts, James Smith, and of course, the other co-host,
Dustin Burnett. What's going on?
For those, so how are you doing today, Dustin? It's a great day to be learning some IT, isn't it?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know us, we are classmates at Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Nashville, where we are studying IT. Honestly, it is a journey, but here we're here to answer a question that everybody has, but also everyone kind of knows the answer to. Does IT pay well? The short answer to this is yes, it does. Our own instructor, Bridger Moreland, can testify to that, but actually we're interviewing him in one of our other episodes, so that'll be a good episode to tune into. Don't you think so, Dustin?
Yeah, absolutely. Get his first-hand experience.
Exactly. So to start off with, we're going to talk about, obviously you guys can't see it, so we're going to read off of it for you. We're not going to read the whole thing because these charts are kind of big. We're going to read off things that stand out to us about the data that is compiled about the pay with certain parts of the IT industry. For example, I think one cool thing that stood out to me was simply a data center technician. It's one of the entry level positions, but also you need some experience to get there. In Nashville, where we live, a data technician makes just over $55,000, which doesn't sound like a lot until you got to consider when it comes to big cities, Nashville is actually on the lower end of cost of living. Most of you guys probably didn't know that. I mean, we're comparable to the closest city that's comparable to us would be Charlotte, in North Carolina, and they're at $58,000. So woo to Charlotte. Anything that stands out to you in particular, Dustin?
No, aside from the data center, I think the other one is just desktop support. Like your general entry level help desk, national average was about 59,000. Nashville being in just over 50 and at 51,000, pretty decent for an entry level job with very little experience, I'd say.
Okay, and one more thing that stands out to me is I was looking at help desk manager. Now, of course, to be a manager, you're probably not entry level unless you have a college degree. We're talking bachelor. You can always move your way up to manager. All right, a help desk manager makes over $100,000 in Nashville, and really that's across the board for all of these cities on here, with the national average being $119,000. Don't you think that's crazy for something as simple as a help desk manager, Dustin? I mean, it just shows what the kind of, I don't want to say wealth because that just sounds so classist, but the kind of wealth that the IT industry can bring you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just looking over this here, once you get a few years in, start progressing in your career, whichever path you choose, yeah, the money looks great.
Exactly. And let's face it, a lot of us, all of us work for money. I mean, obviously the job you're working has some effect on it, but if you're not getting paid and you're not going to work, I mean, because then at that point, what am I doing here? You know what I'm saying, Dustin?
Absolutely.
But as I just said, while we all do work for money, it's not the only thing. Another thing we wanted to talk about was stress level, difficulty, and pay. Again, because this isn't a video, I can't show you guys this video. We're not a reaction channel. But I was watching a video where this guy who's worked in the IT industry, he was talking about his experience, and he was ranking stuff based on stress level, difficulty, and pay. I don't remember those rankings, so I'm not going to falsify information for you. What I will say is he took into account basically jobs that he worked at, how much it stressed him out, how difficult it was, and how much it paid. And he compiled that to say how much the job was worth to him. Do you think that's a good way of looking at it, Dustin? Is this am I going to go insane working here even if I'm making $75,000? Is it worth it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's going to be a very big part of it. That's the thing I like about IT, too, is that there's so many different routes you can go, if that makes sense. So if you do find something that you're stronger at, that you can manage the stress better, I feel like that's a positive for the field.
Yeah. For example, one of our classmates, Chantel, who we don't have with us today, she works for Geek Squad with, was it Best Buy?
I believe so.
Yeah, Geek Squad was with Best Buy. I mean, that is an IT job. I mean, she deals with clients all day, helping them fix basic problems with their computer. And I mean, she always has fun stories to tell in class. So to some degree, even though some of those clients probably get on her nerves, it sounds like she enjoys it sometimes, doesn't she, Dustin, with all these stories we hear in class?
Yeah, she has a number of great stories to keep the day interesting.
Exactly. Let's talk about entry level versus experience. So obviously, me and you, Dustin, when we graduate, hopefully we'll be looking to enter the IT industry. Otherwise, why were we going to school? Do you think there is a big gap between what's entry level and what's experience? Or do you think there is a lot of overlap and it's just about getting your foot wet?
Truthfully, I don't know. I mean, I've been job searching. I have like a base level of experience, seeing different, at least with pay, between like the entry level and once you have some experience. At least the few of them that I've seen can range from like $10,000 to $20,000. So I think there is a bit of a curve there, but yeah, I'm not.
I'd be inclined to agree with you. There's a reason. I feel like there's a reason the experienced people get paid more, because they're not doing the same jobs the entry level people. I mean, when you're entry level, you're probably dealing with like basic help desk stuff, ticket taking, things of that nature, while the experienced people, you know, they're probably really behind the scenes dealing with the networks, actually solving the problems that you send in on the tickets. And you know, with some companies, their IT department is so small that you might have to take tickets and fix the problem as well, you know. But like most of the help desk technicians, they're just doing two-factor authentication, send in the password, hey, you have a problem, we'll send it into the bigger people, you know what I mean? So just, I can't say that there probably is overlap just with the knowledge, but I think the experience is, there's a reason the experienced people get paid what they do, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Different like help desk tiers, I guess you could say. Exactly. And I'm sure training entry level people takes a bit of like time and investment too, to try to get like catch them up to speed with everything you have going on.
Exactly. And one of the other things that really enticed me to go into the IT industry, and people say this every time I say I'm studying IT, and I'm just like, I know. We will always have job security. The IT industry is expanding, and there's always people looking for experienced IT techs. There's always people needing the IT technicians, because computers aren't going away. This is the 21st century.
Everything is becoming more automated, digital. Everything's online now, hosted on servers. And
exactly. Like, you know, they say one day a lot of jobs will be replaced by machines and AI and robots. But you want to know what jobs can't be replaced? The people that's in charge of fixing those robots and machines and AI. Because someone behind the scenes still has to program them, Dustin.
Yes, sir.
But again, as I said on every podcast, we can go on and on about this, but you guys get the gist of what we're saying. I don't have that level of attention span, and because of that, I doubt many of you guys do as well. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and I hope you guys keep up to date. I'm going to let my co-host Dustin, if he's come up with an outro, do it.
I need to work on that. Nah, there's nothing. Y'all be good.
Okay. We'll see y'all again back here, same time, same place. And as I already said, keep up to date, guys.